Good morning. You're listening to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Washington, D.C. at the Flooring Sustainability Summit, and I'm with Michael Martin, the president and CEO of the NWFA, the National Wood Flooring Association. Michael, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. We were in New Orleans last time we did an interview.
We were in New Orleans in April for the NWFA Wood Flooring Expo.
So congratulations on supporting this effort here. It's kind of nice to see who's here. I'm really impressed with the size of the audience and the stature of the speakers that they brought in. They really have some heavy hitters here. You represent the wood business, and you're here. The tile business is taking the leadership role here with Bill Greasy and the TCNA. And the laminate business is here as well, along with many of the manufacturers. Tell me how you got involved with this.
Some of these conversations go pre-COVID, but last year or so, we've been having conversations with TCNA. They came to us and asked us if we would be interested in joining with them to do this sustainability summit and to sponsor it. And we said, absolutely. And as you know, we did a study together with the Tile Council. We've done a lot of work together over the years, but it's really been good to show the values of especially the hard surfaces and environmentally how much more sustainable really the products are.
So wood, it's natural. It's a plant-based material. It's been interesting to listen to the dialogue today, carbon footprint, embodied carbon, things like that. So it is a natural for a natural product to be here, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, what we're seeing more and more of, especially coming out of the Biden administration, has been this focus on carbon. And no building material, whether it's flooring or buildings, has a better sustainability story than wood, which when you cut it down at the right point, you're capturing the carbon before the tree dies and it goes out into the air. So that's the first bonus. The second bonus is when you put it into a finished product, that carbon is stored forever. So even when wood goes into a landfill, 92% of the carbon is sequestered until it rots and goes away. And it's really the only product that'll go back to nature, you know, dust to dust, if you will. So it has a really great story, and we're just now being able to tell that story. We finally have the science to back up what we've been saying for years as far as life cycle analysis and the environmental product declarations. Having completed those in the last year or so, that really gives us the ability to prove what we've been saying all along, which wood is the most sustainable product there is.
So you've actually published EPDs related to your product.
Correct. We have an EPD, an environmental product declaration, for solid wood floors and for engineered wood floors. Both perform really well. Solid comes out just a little bit ahead, and that's basically because it's one piece versus, you know, multiple pieces glued together. Either product, both are very sustainable and did really well with the EPDs. If you look at the chart about how it compares to other flooring products, you very clearly see the choice is clear.
And how long does a wood floor last?
Well, that depends how well you take care of it. But for the most part, for the life cycle analysis and the EPDs, we went on a 75-year basis for wood flooring.
And if it's solid, what do you do if it starts uglying out?
Well, if it uglies out, you can refinish it four or five times. So, you know, and as we start talking about environmental in terms of being circular and in terms of second life and all of those things, that's one of the reasons we developed our refinishable program. We have a seal program for products that are refinishable that have a large enough wear layer to be sanded and refinished, which also is a differentiator between some of the other products that are on a core that do not have a thick enough wear layer to be refinished, but they are, you know, considered wood because they have a wood front.
You know, it's the architect, which is primarily the person who specifies in the commercial market, that's really going to make the game-changing decisions around sustainability. And it's interesting, wood is used some. You see it in restaurants. You see it in boardrooms. You don't see it day-to-day in, you know, hospitality and things like that. Why do you think that is?
Typically, if you're looking at an office environment, you're talking about a 7 to 10 year lease, and the investment of putting wood into something for 7 to 10 years just doesn't make a lot of sense when you're going to, you know, put carpet tile in, and then 7 years somebody else is going to come in and lease the space and just change up their color scheme. I don't think it's a particularly good use of wood in a commercial environment. But of course, you know, when you're talking about bars and restaurants and hospitality type places within hotels on that space, I mean, there's definitely a purpose for wood in those. A lot of things come down that pike through the architectural field and the design field into the residential field, coming out of commercial into residential. So the influencers, we have to really get to the architects and designers in order to carry that message down. And we can keep pushing it up through the consumer and back up through the designer and, you know, try to hit the supply chain from both sides so that we're getting the value message out there. But again, as you said, with it mostly being commercial architects and working on projects and specifying projects, you know, we have to really focus on that messaging and get it out there. Whether they're using the product or not, they need to know about it.
Well, you win in the whole scheme of biophilia too, right?
Absolutely. The health conditions, the beauty that people want around them, the natural part of wanting to bring nature inside the home, nothing does that better than wood floor. And I think we're also seeing a large push on the architectural side for wood in tall buildings. Europe's maybe a little bit further ahead of us than we are here in the States, but we're starting to see, you know, cross-laminated timber being used for tall buildings, for skyscrapers, for all kinds of buildings that were typically concrete, which of course the concrete people are lobbying against, but you'll find that it's more fireproof and more durable and can last just as long or longer than some of the structures. So that bodes well for us as wood flooring, because once the architects are familiar with wood in that tone, they're not really going to care whether that's softwood or hardwood or cross-laminated timber. It's a wood product. And so wood is good, and that's the messaging, and that will eventually carry down through the design trends, I believe.
So that's wood as structural as opposed to wood as a finish, right?
Correct. But I believe that once that messaging is really prominent right now in front of the architects, so the more they hear about wood being good, it just naturally extends to the floor.
We just ran a news item this week about you starting a leadership program. Tell us quickly about that.
For years, I've wanted to do a second meeting with NWFA that's really focused on running a small business, because I feel like when people come to our trade show, they're really looking at new product, they're looking at new techniques, and if you put a wood flooring contractor in a room and you give him two choices, he's going to go see the craft, because that's his passion, right? And then we don't want to take away time from that on the business side, but we also believe that because most of our wood flooring contractors didn't go to business school, they didn't get a marketing degree, there's some areas that we can help them on the business front to help them run their businesses better and allow them to focus on their passion even more. So this fall, we're going to do our first ever leadership summit, and that includes a workshop with the Small Business Administration. We're bringing in speakers from the Small Business Administration to cover marketing, operations, financials, all the basics of business, then follow that with a panel of our own successful contractors. So they'll get the best knowledge from small business professionals combined with real life experience of successful contractors. So we think that's going to be a winning formula.
This is in the fall. Okay, well, Michael, it's great to spend time with you. Good to see you here at this Flooring Sustainability Summit. Again, been talking to Michael Martin, the president and CEO of the NWFA, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorValley.net.